You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on KXL.
And we're back with our economic expert, Patrick Stone, the president of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. And, you know, Pat, we talked during the break about a lot of stuff, but I really want to bring this closer to home for our listeners here in the Portland, Vancouver, and the Oregon market. And we talked about the mortgage market and the regulatory environment that we're under right now. And you talk about the real estate market and trying to heal the real estate market, not only nationally, but locally, because it drives so much of the economy. What's going on right now with this Dodd-Frank bill and the rulemaking and the uncertainty for the mortgage companies?
Well, if I may, Brian, I'm going to just back up a little bit and help the listeners understand or maybe give the listeners some additional perspective on understanding how important this is. It's just not the buying and selling of homes, and you know, and it is also just not your own personal concept of your personal wealth based on the value of your home. It is a couple million construction jobs a year, typically, when the economy is operating at a normal level. Residential construction employs about 2 million people a year. So it has a huge effect on our economy. What has happened right now is, with the passage of Dodd-Frank last year, the law was done in such a way that it was left up to regulators to write the rules. They set up timelines to do that. And a couple of the rules that impact the lenders directly, one is capital retention, and they've deferred to Basel and the 7% for the big lenders, but mortgage brokers and other producers of loans are still waiting for clarity on what their capital retention is going to have to be. The other thing that's really impacting the market is the idea of qualified residential mortgages. If a lender is going to make a mortgage and sell it, are they going to have to keep 5% of it? They're going to have to keep 5% retention on liability unless the mortgage has a 20% down payment. A lot of pushback on that concept because the senators that passed Dodd-Frank never intended to have a 20% down payment. So they've extended the comment period on QRM to August 1st. It is expected to be enforced or enacted by January 1st of next year. We still don't know what the provisions are going to be. Lenders still don't know what their capital requirements are going to be. So if you're a lender, you're being very, very conservative. Any loan you're generating right now is a loan that you're absolutely 100% sure will never go into default. Consequently, lending has become very restrictive. Interest rates are down to 4.5% or below 4.5%, and yet we haven't seen a corollary pickup in refi because people can't qualify under the stringent underwriting requirements. So we have an economy we're trying to have an economic recovery. We've taken basically 2 million people out of the economy, 2 million jobs out of the economy because residential real estate has been put on the shelf. And, you know, there is other issues involved here, and it would take time to work off those other issues, the oversupply, pricing, and all these sort of things. But the underlying regulatory environment right now has become a major factor in prolonging the pain.
And let me ask you this, Pat, because you have way more experience at high levels than I do. Where's the disconnect? Because if a guy like you and guys like you who run big companies and wield great influence, you know this. Isn't there a way that we can communicate this to the folks on Capitol Hill and say, look, you know, what you're doing is having a huge negative impact on our economy. Stop.
Well, I'm gonna really step out here and give you a personal opinion. One is that it took way too long to address financial reform. It took too long after the downturn to do it. We waited 2 years after the collapse to actually try to enact financial reform. So, in part, some of the urgency was gone. In part, some of the need was at least questioned because people would say, "Well, what, we don't need this reform." So we waited too long for the opportune time to do it. Secondly, the Congress wrote a bill, Dodd-Frank, that required regulators to fill in with all the rules. And that's a mistake. And that's a mistake not because these are not well-intentioned people, but they're trying to write a perfect situation as if you're starting from scratch in an economy. And we're not starting from scratch in an economy. We have an economy that functions. We have business practices that are in place. We have operating systems, procedures, methodologies that are already in place. You can't go back and write rules as if you're constructing a perfect environment on a blank sheet of paper. And, you know, there's a tremendous incongruity to how they're going about this. Now, I will tell you this, that I have seen very few times in my history in this industry have I seen the industry coalesce with lobbying efforts on Washington. There is tremendous lobbying efforts going on, and I am beginning to get a little bit of confidence that we're going to avert a regulatory disaster by enacting something that we can't easily or we can't readily comply with. If we can, I mean, we need to fix some of the abuses in the financial system. We need to have better regulation of derivatives. We need to know that there's capital behind people writing credit default swaps. We need to know that the financial system has the proper amount of oversight, has a proper amount of capital underpinning to debt and to leverage. We need to know these things. But we don't need to try to fix the whole world and change it completely because we screwed it up the first time. We need to modify it, alter it, adjust it, and get on down the road.
Only about a minute left with Patrick Stone, the president of WFG National Title Williston Financial Group and our economic expert. And a lot of big stuff in the pipeline right now. And we talked timeline before. How optimistic are you, Pat? I mean, this is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we've been through a lot in the past. How confident are you we can really get this turned around and get this solved and get on our way?
Well, I'm very confident. I have a lot of my own capital invested in this company and in two other companies that are in the real estate space. I personally think that this is about a three-year process until we are in a healthy real estate market. The thing that is holding this country back right now, really, if you look historically at recoveries, residential construction and real estate typically is a big driver in economic recovery, and it's missing this time, which has caused this recovery to languish, if you will. So I'm very confident that we will use up the oversupply of unoccupied homes over the next couple of years. I'm confident that we will get regulation we can work with. I'm confident that the politicians will come to their senses and meet somewhere in the middle. And I'm confident that by 2014, you and I are going to be eating lunches that cost more than the lunches we're eating right now.
So. Hey, as long as you're buying, that sounds great. Great stuff, Patrick. As always, we appreciate your insight. Patrick Stone, the president of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. They are based right here in Lake Oswego, Oregon. More Business Briefing with Joe Dobbs up next.